You're listening to SBS News.
Celebrations are underway in Hong Kong to mark 25 years since the former British territory returned to government by China. In the lead-up, a flurry of stories on Chinese state media spruiking the success of the city's return from British rule. But for some who believe the Chinese communist regime is breaking its promises, it's not an occasion for celebration. Kevin Yam is a former lawyer and activist who recently returned to Melbourne after living in Hong Kong for two decades.
They are in many ways killing the goose that's laying the golden eggs in terms of Hong Kong being a major business centre. But it's not surprising when you look at the promises of autonomy that they've given to places like Tibet, to Xinjiang.
Over the past 2.5 decades, people have taken to Hong Kong streets in protest. The Umbrella Revolution broke out in 2014 after China ruled that Hong Kong could only vote to elect a leader from a list of candidates approved by the government in Beijing. Then, 5 years later, the territory was rocked by mass, at times violent demonstrations. It was triggered by an extradition bill that was later withdrawn, but it grew rapidly into a populist movement against Chinese authoritarian rule. Since June 2020, the street protests have gone, as Eric Lai, a research fellow at Georgetown University, explains.
National security laws targets political crimes and targets political opposition. It has already created a strong chilling effect to civil society and to individuals.
Since the national security law was imposed, at least 60 civil society organisations and media outlets have shut down. Hong Kong now ranks 148th in the world for press freedom, plunging almost 70 places in a year. And nearly 200 people have been arrested under the law, many of them prominent activists, including Joshua Wong and pop singer Denise Ho. Despite China's promise in 1997 of full democracy as an ultimate goal, sweeping electoral reforms have silenced debate in Hong Kong's legislature. There are no longer any opposition politicians, only those deemed to be patriots by the government in Beijing. Chinese officials say the system is more democratic than before and have repeatedly stressed the security law has restored stability, as did Chinese President Xi Jinping at a ceremony marking the moment.
It has served to ensure the democratic rights of Hong Kong residents and to maintain Hong Kong's prosperity.
The city remains a global financial hub, but political changes coupled with some of the world's most stringent COVID restrictions have triggered an outflow of capital and people. An estimated 250,000 people have left since the security law came into effect. And that's perhaps just the tip of the iceberg. A recent opinion poll found a quarter of the territory's population, about 1.8 million people, have made plans to leave. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.